just as he sees us in him. In this service, he is glorified as we are edified by the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, dear Father. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I didn't hear a shout at all. Can someone shout hallelujah? Now, just before you sit down, I want you to please appreciate the man over this house. I know he doesn't like words like that. God's servant, a great man of God, for being inspirational. I told him a few days ago that this is inspirational. Please appreciate. I call him my Lord Bishop. Reverend Ponle Alabi. Come on, appreciate him. His wife and our mommy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She's younger than 2 years ago when I saw her last.
You know,
I'm sure Loud Tech Boy should have been asking you, are you single? Can you give a round of applause to her, please?
Hallelujah.
And please appreciate my two friends are with me. That's the Bami man he's talked about.
Okay.
Pastor Kayode Samuel.
When I told him
2 years ago I was here, and I didn't inform him, and I mentioned Baba's name, he said he knows him very well. He even gave me stories that I never heard before. Mm. So you can see the impact of this ministry goes way, way, way beyond what we can. Can we appreciate our Father in the Lord who is not here again? And my other friend, Pastor Somi Bolajuko, and all the leaders. Can you appreciate all the leaders of this ministry?
Everybody,
praise the Lord. Can you shake like 5 people and welcome them to church? Don't look too serious. Just 5 people. Smile. Like,
say, good evening. How
are you?
Welcome to church.
Amen. Nice seeing you again, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Nice seeing you again.
Thank you, sir. Happy
to
see you.
I really look forward to seeing you.
Or
you can have your seat. Do you know that it is scriptural to greet in church? Do you know it is scriptural to greet in church? Paul says, greet one another.
Paul It's an instruction. Itonini.
You don't just come to church and go. We come to pray. To hear the word. And to also fellowship. In fact, that fellowship is so important. Because it shows that we are one. The rich and the not rich. The great and the small. The young and the old. When we come into church. In the unity of the spirit. We show that we are one. We sit together. We eat together. We listen to the word of God together. And we identify with one another. If you believe that, can you shout
hallelujah?
Tonight we'll just approach the theme of this conference. I was telling him I was looking forward to speaking with him. You know, I can't forget the last experience I had. John 14.
Johanu ori kerinla.
And verse
19.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me because I live, you shall live. Also,
nipa die si aye ki yo ri mi mo sugbon eyin o ri mi nitori ti emi wa laaye eyin o si wa laaye pelu.
Psalm 119
orin Davidi ori kokan din ni ogofa
and 106 verse 116
ese ikerin din ni ogofa.
It says, uphold me according unto thy word. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope.
The
two texts we read together have something common. It says, I will live. I will live. Now notice something. The first statement, the one from Psalm 119.
Oro akoko ta ri lati nu orin Davidi ori kokan de ni ogofa yi.
It was not a dead person that was talking.
Ke se ni to ti ku ni nsoro.
So he was alive.
O wa laye.
Physically speaking.
Ta ba so pe nta foju ri o.
And he says that I may live.
O wa ni pe ke mi o le ye.
So that means he's talking about a life that we need to understand.
O so nipa iru aye kan ta gboro loye re.
And Jesus also talking to his own disciples.
Jesu pelu nba awon omo eyin re soro.
Now the event of that particular statement.
Yeah, on to sele ni bi gbolohun to jade yen gan.
Because he was about to die.
O fe lo ku ni.
In fact, of all the four gospels.
Laarin awon nko irere mererin.
It was John who gave us a very wide account of what Jesus said before he died.
Joanu lo so pupo ohun ti Jesu so saju iku re
from baby John 12
boya latinu bi Joanu ori kejila
John 13
ori ketala
John 14
ikerinla
John 15
ikedogun
John 16
ikerindelogun
till John 17
to bi de iketadelogun
Jesus was making comments
Jesu nso awon oro kan
about what will happen
nipa nti o sele
when he died
nipa to ba ku
buried
tasin
and his reason from the dead
to si waji nde ku ninu oku
so we should pay attention to what he said
o ye ka fiye si awon to so
so in John 14
ne Johanu ori kerinla
he said because I live
o ni nitori pe mi wa laye
you live also
eyin na o wa laye bakan
na he was saying that they were not dead.
When
he was saying that, they were not
dead. They were
physically alive.
And
just like Psalm
119 and
116,
the same
thing there. The man speaking was alive. So what kind of life are they talking about? We should pay attention to it. Something about Bible study. You see, the scriptures are not written for us to quote it. Some people look at the Bible like, you just look for any verse and quote it. A fellow was called to preach to a fellowship of accountants. So he just thought it was necessary to talk about accounting. Rather than just share God's word and teach God's word. He now went to Genesis 15. And verse 6. He said, Abraham believed in the Lord. It was accounted to him for righteousness.
So
that means God is an accountant.
Oba so wi pe
olusirowo l'Olorun. You think it's a comedy.
Ero wi pe nse efe ni.
But that is how some people handle the scriptures.
Dupe ba won elomi se mo mu oro Olorun niyan.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
Inu we Timothy keji, ori keji ese kedogun.
Writing to a pastor.
Paul nko we si olusu agutan kan.
Whose name was Timothy.
Oh, eni ti oruko re nje Timothy.
Now, something about Timothy.
Nkan nipa Timothy.
Timothy was Paul's closest son.
Timothy je okan lara awon mo Paul to sumo pe 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 pe
chapter 2 verse 19 through to 21 Philippians 2 19 to 21
we Philippi ori keji ese kokan de ni ogun de ese kokan de logun
the testimony he gives about Timothy
ani ari awon eri to so nipa Timothy
I don't know anybody
oni mi o meni keni
who is like minded
toni okan kan na
like Timothy
bi Timothy
in fact 2 Timothy 2 verse 2
ninu Timothy keji ori keji ese keji
the things you have heard of me
o la won kan to ti ko lodo
mi many witnesses
le opo laarin opo lo
pele the same commit unto faithful men
o na ni ki won nu ofile awon oloto eyan
lo shall be able to teach others
ti won to le ko awon elomi
in verse 14
ni ese kerin la
he said you know of whom you have believed.
Only on my entity what he
and the one who taught you.
At Lordo any to
so Timothy knew Paul's doctrine very well.
Timothy my call Paul Dada.
But when there was problem in Ephesus. You know, if you look at Acts of the Apostles number 20.
There by we see our apostle Ori Ogun.
And verse 29 and 30.
Ese kokan de ni ogba ti ese ogbon.
Paul had warned the elders in Ephesus.
Paul uti kilo fun awon alagba ni ilu Ephesus.
He said, I know after my departure.
Oni leyin ti n ba lo tan mo mo.
Among you.
Laarin yin gan.
Among you.
Laarin yin.
Some will rise up. speaking perverse things, seeking to draw disciples after themselves. The same people that he said in verse 28, he said, take it to yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Feed the church of God which he has purchased with the blood of his own. So he acknowledged that the Holy Ghost chose them, yet he warned them. You must not just love the promises of Scripture and the blessings of the Scriptures. Pay attention to the warnings of the Scriptures. So he warned them. So it is possible for somebody to start out in the Holy Ghost. To start in the Holy Ghost. To be called by God. To be anointed by God. And you still go astray. Paul said to them, after my departure, he said, some will arise among you. In fact, he mentioned two sets. He said, there will be wolves who will come in among the flock. And not sparing the flock. They will destroy the flock. Then he said, amongst you, some will also arise, speaking perverse things, seeking to draw disciples after themselves. Every pastor must have had that kind of experience. There will be a brother or a sister or someone who will start to say something different. He will just say something different from what the pastor is saying, so that he will create another audience for himself. So Paul has spoken about that Ephesus before. And just like he predicted in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3, he said, I asked you to abide in Ephesus, so that you will stop those who are teaching another doctrine. So what he said in Acts 20:28-29-30 came to pass. But look at the person he sent. Timothy. Somebody that he trusted very well. Yet he told him. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God.
Now,
this is what I love about this man of God. You know, I told you, this is exactly what I love about this man of God. What he just used is the original word. You know, I told you. Okay. Study to show thyself approved unto God. I want to hear it again. A workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Which is the fact. There is a way to say it. And there's a way not to say it. The first thing I want to tell you, I will say it boldly here, because I know the man of God teaches the Bible well. There are some places I will say it. There are some places I will not say it. Do you know that the Bible was not written in chapters and verses? How many of you write a letter to someone and you say chapter
1?
Chapter 2. So the Bible, this letter we are reading here, was not in chapters and verses. So you have no right to stop reading it. You have to keep reading it. So you don't pluck out a verse and give it a meaning. No, the verse only has a meaning when you read everything together. Everything together. What was being said before? What was said after? I like to use this illustration a lot. Now, you know, assuming we are having a meeting, And it's like a meeting of maybe an organization. And they have the chairman.
Alaga.
And he has a personal secretary.
Akowe alaga.
So he now says to the secretary, what do you have for me? The secretary now responds, that is your cup of tea. Can you see what he has done again? He says, that is your cup of tea.
So,
give me that cup of tea first. That is your cup of tea. You know, it can mean two things. If the secretary does not show a cup, that means he's looking for his job somewhere else. Because that is your cup of tea can mean that that's your business. And it can also mean come and drink tea. So it depends on what you are saying. That gives a meaning to what you are reading. So when you are reading the Bible, don't read it to quote it. Need it to understand it. How do you understand it? You will read everything the person was saying. You read what he said before it. You read what he says afterwards. Then you understand the meaning. Imagine if I came here and I now read John 14:19. And I'll now read that John 14:19. And I say, I declare to you, you will live.
Oh, yeah.
You will live.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can say amen. God will even preserve your life. But that's not the meaning of that verse. I like to tell people something. God blessing us. When he blesses us, or when we see miracles, is not a proof that we understood his word. Israel saw miracles for 40 years. But the Bible says they were people whose heart was hardened. In fact, God said that they turned back because of their, they did not enter the promised land because of their unbelief. Psalm 103:7. The psalmist says, Israel saw his acts. Moses knew his ways. Now, it doesn't mean that when you know his ways, you won't see his acts. But you can see his acts and not know his ways. There was a man in the book of John. John chapter 5. This fellow was in the pool. Jesus went to meet him. Do you want to be healed? The man said yes. And he was waiting for an angel to stir the pool. Eventually he got healed. Did not ask him, how did you get healed? He
says,
somebody prayed for me. Can you say that person knew Jesus? Does it mean he knew the word of God? But did he receive a miracle? Yes, he did. We don't say that, those people who receive miracles don't know the word of God.
No.
But receiving miracles is not equated to knowing God's word. Knowing God's word will mean you know know his ways. You know his plan. You know what he's doing. Like Moses. He knew his ways. He meant he knew what God was planning. He knew what God intended. But many of his followers, they wanted bread, miracles. They were not ready to follow God's plan. So the number one reason why I'm studying the scriptures is to know the mind of God. Is to know the mind of God. Is to follow the plan of God. That plan also includes miracles. That plan includes signs and wonders. But that plan is wider than miracles, signs and wonders. Number two, that plan is bigger than you. So you don't go to the Bible to solve your problems.
Oh, God, lost in Bible lati lo tan soro re.
You go to the Bible to find out God's mind.
Oh, lost in Bible lati lo wa okan Olorun ni.
Your problem will be solved in the midst of it.
Ninu sise eleyi ni soro re o ti bi
ta jeju. Bigger picture.
Sugbon o gbodo ni oye to tobi.
To know God's mind.
O gbodo mo okan Olorun.
And God's plan.
Ati eto Olorun.
If you understand what I'm saying, can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So don't hear what I did not say.
E ma gbon ti mi o so.
I didn't say, oh, miracles are not in God's plan.
That
would be too foolish to say. The Bible is filled with miracles. So you cannot have that kind of belief system. You can't have that kind of belief. No, you can't have that kind of belief. Now listen. When you are reading scriptures, the first thing on your mind is not, what does this thing mean to me? No. It is, what is God saying? It is, what is God saying? And so when we look at that verse, John 14:19, Jesus was going to the cross. He was going to die. Then he made that statement in John 14 and verse 19. So which means whatever he was telling them was going to happen upon his resurrection. Look at verse 16. If I let me start from verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Egba mi gbo nitori awon ise na papa looto ni mo wi fun yin.
You go on, sir.
Looto ni mo wi fun yin emi ti o ba eni ti o ba gba mi gbo ise ti emi nse ni ohun na yo se pelu ise ti o tobi ju won yi lo ni yo si se nitori ti emi nlo sodo baba.
Pay attention to verse 13 and 14 and 15. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, remember we read Psalm 119:116. That was also talking about the word of God. So let's read that verse 15 again. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seared him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Now listen to verse 18 very well. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He said in verse 13 and 14, whatever you ask, I will do it. I will do it. If you ask anything, I will do it. Then he says in 16, I will give you the Holy Spirit. And then 17, then 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will come to you. Then look at that 19. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see
me.
Because I live, you live. Also, you shall live also. Let's read 20. At that day. Now let's hold on. What day is he referring to? He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now the way to read a verse is to act like the people he was talking to. You know, I said something earlier. If I just get here, and I say, because he lives, you will live our life. In Jesus' name. That's not what the verse is saying. When he was talking, he was talking to his disciples, preparing their hearts, because he was about to die. That was what he was talking about. That statement was not made in 2024. No, he made that statement when he was about to die. So let us go back to that scene. He's about to die. Then he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will not see me, but you will see me. That's not rapture. No, that's not rapture. That's not the second coming of Jesus. He was talking about his resurrection. That is true, I'm going to die. It's true, I'm going to die. But I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So if you were where he made that statement, you'll be thinking, okay, so if he goes for 3 days and three nights, he will still come back again. And when he comes back, something will happen. Something will happen. Because he said, because I live, you shall live also. So that event, when he comes back, will have an effect on them. And he calls it, you will live also. So the day he was talking about in verse 20, now let me say this quickly. When the Bible uses day, many times it's not talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. For example, how many of you watch football here? You don't watch football. I'll pray for you so that God will make you watch football. You know, we are in the day of the fact that Arsenal in England
has the
record of invincibles. Are you a Chelsea fan, sir? I suspect. The way you are laughing. The day means period. Period.
It's
not a Monday or a Tuesday. Nobody has broken Arsenal's record.
For
a whole season unbeaten. In the whole of England. If you like, get the league four times in a row. But you don't have the unbeaten run record. He doesn't know how to say it. God will help you, sir. But that is a period. So when you say in that day, it's not a Monday. It means an event. A period. What is that period? The period of his resurrection. Let me quickly say something. In 1 Corinthians 15, put your hands there and go there quickly. Put your hands in that John 14. We're coming back there.
If you was it, Joanne, Ori Kenny, I am bomb.
Now, 1 Corinthians 15.
Corinthians, Kenny, Ori Kenny, Dogun.
And verse 1.
Eshe, Kenny.
Paul says, moreover, brethren. Paul says, moreover, brethren.
Only in Jara.
I declare unto you.
Amen. So, in Rena, Dimi.
The gospel which I preached unto you.
In Rena, Timothy, Wasu, Funyin.
Which also you have received.
A Yitia, Yipa, Lutiba.
And wherein you stand.
Nenu, a Yitia, Yiti.
By which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain.
Bi eyin ba di oro ti mo ti waasu fun yin mo sinsin bi ko se pe eyin gbagbo lasan.
Now listen very well.
Ekiyesi dada.
Verse 3.
Ese keta.
For I delivered unto you.
Nitori pe mo.
For I delivered unto you.
Nitori pe sa siwaju on gbogbo.
Okay, let me read it on. I get your point.
Yes.
For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, how and that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Nítorí pé síwájú ohun gbogbo, mo fi èyí tí èmi pẹ̀lú ti gbà lé yín lọ́wọ́. Bí Kristi ti kú nítorí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wa, gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwé mímọ́ ti wí, àti pé a sìnkú rẹ̀.
Now, Paul is saying, I've preached a gospel to you.
Paul wipe mo ti waasu irere kan fun yin.
How Christ died for our sins.
Bi Kristi se ku fun ese wa.
According to the scriptures.
Gege bi iwe mimo ti wi.
He was buried.
Asin oku re.
Raised again the third day.
O jinde ni ojo keta.
According to the scriptures.
Gege bi iwe mimo ti wi.
Now, let me give you a scenario.
Ejekin fun yin ni
nkan. I have seen people raised from the dead.
Not necessarily
I was the one who prayed for them.
Not necessarily that
I was the one who prayed for them.
That
is, they died and were raised from the dead. And I'm sure we must have heard testimonies. Or we have seen it ourselves. Or people raised from the dead. And we give testimonies. But some of them, if not all of them, are no longer around. So when we use raised from the dead for them, when we use the word raised from the dead, it's past tense. We are referring to something that happened. Just like Lazarus. He was raised from the dead. After he was in the grave for 4 days.
In fact,
Jesus was 3 days and three nights. Lazarus was 4 days. So when we sing the song, I've never seen a man who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ.
Well,
Lazarus was 4 days. But where is he today? Who knows where he lives?
He's
nowhere. Because he died again. So here,
maybe
what Paul is talking about is not that an event took place and we are celebrating it as a memorial. It's like Chelsea fans today. They are always celebrating something that had happened before.
We want
something. We want something. We want something.
I want it. I want it.
We before. So that means you put it in a museum. We want something.
We want it.
But unlike Atlanta.
Just
want it now. So when it says raised from the dead, we're not supposed to come together. When Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a glorious event. It was a glorious event. Let us just remember when Jesus was raised from the dead. No.
Rara o.
He is still alive. So the word Paul used here, the original language, is actually somebody who is still standing. When he says raised from the dead. Raised from the dead. This word is somebody who is still alive. That is why the next statement, he was seen of Peter, then of the 12. Then verse 6. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren. At once, of whom the greater part remains unto this present, but some of them are falling asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was also seen of me. So the resurrection of Jesus is an ongoing event.
It's
not something we are remembering. It is what we are seeing now. I said it is what we are seeing now. The resurrection is not an event. The resurrection is what is happening now. Jesus was raised from the dead. Jesus is raised from the dead. Jesus is being raised from the dead. Allow my grammar. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So that resurrection is not an event that we are now celebrating something that has happened. One of the proof of that resurrection is that we are here now. He said, where two or three
only be the image that met that
are gathered in my name.
Ti won ba ko ara won jo po loruko.
I am there.
Only ni be gangan.
I am there.
Only mo wa nbe.
No one can say that.
Ko se ni o le wi yen.
Moses couldn't say that.
Ko se o le so yen.
Abraham can't say that.
Abraham o le so yen.
Elijah couldn't say that.
Elijah o le so
yen. Elisha couldn't say that.
Elisha o le so.
Enoch could not say that.
Enoch o le so.
Only Jesus made that statement.
Jesus ni kan lo so
pe lo yen. Paul could not say that.
Paul go o le so.
Paul says after my departure.
Tori Paul go so pe ngba ba lo tan.
That means he was not going to be around.
Tori pe o mo pon wo ni wa ni aye.
But Jesus said, you will see me again.
Sugbon Jesus pe o to ri mi.
In that day.
Ni ojo
you will see me again. And you will know. Look at verse 20. John 14. If you are following me, can you shout
hallelujah?
John 14. And verse 20. So, was he alive or is he alive? Was he alive or is he alive?
So ti wa laaye ri ni abo si wa laaye.
Was he alive or is he is alive?
So ti wa laaye ri ni abo si wa laaye.
Verse 20. At that day.
Ni ojo na.
Is this the day?
Lo ni to ni lo so.
I can't hear you. Are we in that day?
Sa
are we in that day? We are not like Chelsea fans that their day is the past day.
Ah, so pe awon to feran Chelsea ti won sa joyo nigba yen
o. Thank you very much, sir. So we are in that day.
Ati wa ni ojo na.
We are in that day.
A wa ni ojo na.
Who is in that day here?
Ta lo wa nu ojo na lo ni.
In that day.
Ni ojo na.
You will know.
E o ma.
I am in my father.
Pe mi nbe ninu baba.
You in me.
Ati pe eyin be ninu mi.
And I in you.
Ati pe emi be ninu yin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will know.
Elma.
I am in my Father.
Emi wa ninu baba mi.
You are in me.
Eyin wa ninu mi.
And I am in you.
Emi si wa ninu yin.
In that day.
Ni ojo na.
So the resurrection of Jesus.
Tori na aji nde Jesu.
Is an ongoing event.
Isele tin te si waju ni.
The resurrection of Jesus.
Aji nde Jesu.
And the influence.
Ati ipa toni.
And the impact.
Ati agbara toni.
Is beyond an event.
O kan koja isele kan to ti sele
sey. Is an ongoing fact.
O je I ohun ti a o le mo tan bo te si waju ni ojo na.
Now what is it about that day?
Aya.
What is it about that day?
Kilo so ni kojo yen.
We read earlier. If you believe in me, he that believes in me, what are we supposed to believe? That he rose from the dead. Anyone who has believed that here, anyone who has believed that here, he that believes in me, he said, the works I do, he will do also. And greater works than this, because I go to my Father. He says, whatever you ask, the Father in my name, he says, I will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. I will do it. Not I have done it. You know, thank God for the finished work of Christ. We say it a lot, the finished work of Christ. And we are grateful for it. It is finished. It is accomplished. But there is an ongoing work of Christ.
So
whatever you ask, I will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
So
I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter. That he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he sees him more. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Now listen carefully. There is the second coming of Jesus. I believe in it. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, the way some people talk about it is that, like Jesus, when he rose from the dead, said, hey boys, I'm alive, oh, and it's okay. Oh. So, I'm going. I'll come back again. I'll come back again. So take care of yourselves. Hold on till I come back. You know I have worked so hard. I need to go and rest. So you keep walking. I need to go back to heaven. But I'm going to come back again. So he leaves them. And says goodbye. Do you know Jesus never said goodbye? Because he never left. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He never left. Now, is there a coming of Jesus? There is. But let me explain what it means to you. Number one, there is no absence of Christ here. He is here now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, in that day, are we in that day? Are you in that day? Do you believe what he has said? Is he in the Father? Is he in you? Are you in him? Are you a believer? Do you believe that? Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So what What is the coming of the Lord? Listen very well. Is not his absence, then his presence. No. That's not what it means. Because in Matthew 28 and verse 18, Jesus said to them, all authority in heaven and in the earth is given me. Go therefore, make disciples of every nation, of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Look at that verse 20. In verse 20, he says, whatever I have taught you, teach them. Matthew 28:19.
He says,
make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the Father and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe what things soever I have commanded you. What did he say last? Let's take it together. Lo, what does lo mean? Observe. That means if you don't observe well, you will not notice it. If you don't observe well, you will not notice it. Lo, observe. Look closely. Let's finish that verse. I am with you. How many times? Sorry, was he scoping us? Do you believe him? Who believes him here? So is he returning? Is Jesus returning from somewhere? Somebody who says, I am with you always, cannot be returning. Let us understand what the coming of the Lord means. He never left. I said he never left. Can you shout hallelujah? This is how I like to explain it. And it's almost the easiest way to explain it. In fact, I had the privilege of preaching outside Nigeria. And this is how I will explain it. In Yoruba culture, in the way we get married, when I got married, the people I had been seeing, the family of my wife, they know me very well, though. They knew me very well. But on the day of the ceremony, they locked the gate. Some women now stayed outside.
They are
now singing. Who
are you looking for?
Can you imagine all of that? Of course, I started spending money. I started prostrating.
What's your name?
So, what's the name of the girl? I mentioned that they said, hey,
does she live here?
Ah, I had to pay the money for that answer. So, I came inside. Then we started all the ceremony. And all the ceremony.
There
were questions, answers, people were exchanging letters. Then the same girl that I toasted myself, that we had known each other, that we came to you to announce to you we want to get married, you now covered her face and brought her to me. I said, I should open face. Is she the one? I said, she's the one. They said, I should pay money again.
So, money.
So we did all that one. Then the next day, we now had to go to church. The same person. I mean, she's been my wife now 20 years. The same person. We now go to church again. I now stayed in front, waiting for the person that I had already carried on Friday. I'm now waiting. She now walks in with her dad. And then stayed beside me. And I'm not supposed to even turn to her yet. Until the pastor says, now turn to your wife. So we're not turning to ourselves.
awurawa.
Do you love her?
To ofe.
Why are we here if I don't love her? But we have to do it. When we were done with that, we now went again for reception. Now, our own was easier then.
We'll
see, wear the same thing.
Then
dance. Then we dance from the back. To the front.
Then
we did another ceremony again.
Eating
cake.
All
of that. But the people of these days, that one is very, very different. They will now go and change. They will wear something else.
What do one come in?
The same set of people,
yeah,
that we saw the day before,
that
we saw in the morning, they will now appear differently. When they are appearing at that reception, they are not returning from anywhere. They are simply now appearing as husband and wife. Something had taken place. The same people were seeing, that we were talking with, they now appear differently, with another office. Mr. and Mrs. Something had taken place. Now listen well. What is the coming of the Lord? What do we mean by the coming of the Lord? He said, "Lo, I am with you always, till the end of the age." What is the end of the age? When he shall have assumed all authority, all dominion, and the whole earth is filled with his glory, and the gospel of this kingdom is preached in all the nations, in every tribe and tongue, every nation, every space, then it will appear. The same Jesus who was walking with us to fill the earth with his glory. When that job is done, he will now appear in his office as King of kings and Lord of lords. Not that he is returning. He is appearing in his full office. In his full manifestation. When the whole earth is filled with his glory. It's like my father. I'll use another example. My dad was chosen as king. I mean, an earthly king now. I'm not talking about God, I'm talking about my father. So they gave him his license. They gave him everything. But you know, they have to do the coronation ceremony. He's already king. If I was already in his palace. But now we had to do a coronation ceremony to announce to the world that something was done. So they had to sew for him a different ashoke. They now gave him the kind of ceremonial crown he must wear to show he's now king. They now give the staff of office to him. He told me to take the picture just about the time they gave it to him. Now, that was not when he became king. That was to show that he is now the king. When the whole earth is filled with the glory of God, and the manifestation of Jesus fills the whole earth, he will now appear. He will now appear in that his office. And the Bible says, all eyes will see
him.
Everyone will see him. Not because he left, then now came back. No. He's here with us. He said, "I am with you." What did he ask them to do? Go and preach. But I am with you. So when you are preaching, Is he with us? Who is causing people to be saved? He is the one. Who is delivering men? He is the one. But he's walking through us. So that means we have an ever-present Christ. In Hebrews 13 verse 5,
he
said he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. So he has never left us. The work he gave us to do, is not like when a lecturer gives his students.
He
has taught them a course. But we have some lecturers that they are known for failing students. So they will teach you, and then they will say, prepare for the exam. So we are all trying to read what is in the mind of this lecturer. What is he going to bring out for some wicked lecturers? The day before the exam, they will now release a new set of things to read. Then you will not be able to sleep. So on the exam day, the job... Hello? What are you doing? I learned something that you don't chase children away like that. You know. Now, how did I, what did I get here?
On the exam day.
On the exam day.
Yes.
The lecturer is waiting.
Oh, look on and what do by
to see what you are going to write.
Oh, what do I call it?
Then you write.
Oh, what can I?
Then he marks the script.
Oh, I'm better. See, oh, merit. He marking to what he call it.
Now, Jesus. He didn't do that.
Who she here?
Said, I am with you. I am with you. He is the very strength of our service. Paul said, I have labored more abundantly than all the apostles. 1 Corinthians 15:10. He said, yet not I, but the grace of God that is with me. This is why we don't boast. We cannot boast. Because whatever we do to the Lord, to please Him, to serve Him, all the glory still goes back to Him. Because He is the one who enabled us to do it. So when He gave them the work of the ministry, He said, go and do it. I'll come and check your work. Ah, is that what you are doing? Zero. Go and try again. It's with you there. Write it like this. Put it like that. Do it this way. When you miss it, it will correct you again. Do it like that. That is what Jesus said. In that day, you will know I am in my Father. I am in you. And you are in me too. Whatever you ask, I'm the one that will do it. Whatever you ask, I'm the one that will do it. If you believe that, can you shout hallelujah? So he didn't go away to watch what we are going to do. He's with us. Always. 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 Said, in that day, you will know I am in my Father. I am in you. And you are in me. Which means, when I believe the gospel that Jesus is alive, He's not just alive somewhere. He's alive in me. He's alive in me. Galatians 2:20. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He says, the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave Himself for me. Is there anyone who is like that tonight? lives in me. He lives with me. And he is with me. He lives in me. He lives with me. And he's with me. When he comes, he's coming to sit
lati wa joko
on what he has done through us.
O lati joko lori ohun to ti se lati pase wa. O n pada bo
to claim
lati wa
gba what he has done with us.
Ogo to ti se lati pase wa.
None of us has anything to our name.
Ko
none of us has anything to our name.
A le so pe aje o ko je ti wa.
Everything is to his glory and praise.
O gbogbo je ko.
Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Yeah, ni ka le ki hallelujah.
So listen.
Tori na gbo mi.
Say, because I live. You live also. Because I live. You live also. Because I live. You live also. How is he alive? He's not alive in a place. He's alive with us. In Mark 16 and verse 15,
he
says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. He that believes not shall be damned.
And
I said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall take up serpents. They shall lay hands on the sick. And the sick shall recover.
Said,
after the Lord has said this to them, he went up to the heavens and sat down at the right hand of God. Oh, that means he went. For the next verse,
say
they went everywhere preaching the word, and the Lord was walking with the word. So did he leave them alone? No, the Lord was walking with the word. It's like
Joshua.
When Moses left, Joshua had Moses lay hands on him.
Joshua,
Numbers
27:18.
In Deuteronomy 34, verse 10. Moses was called a prophet, that there was nobody like that. But you know, in Joshua 1:1-2. God now spoke to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. But as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I am with you. He said, don't be afraid. I am with you. An ever-present helper.
An
ever-present God. Who is with us always. Of course, he's with us to rebuke us too. He's with us to caution us. He's with us to correct us. But he's with us to help us. That is what Jesus was saying. I am with you always. In that day, you will know I am in my Father. You are in me. And I am in you. That is why when you read the epistles, the epistles of the apostles, they would say of a fact, you are in him. Anybody in him here? We are in him now. We are in him here. When you leave this place, you are in him. When you leave this place, he is in you. This is that day. This is that day. So whatever we ask, who is doing it? Christ Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Because he is in us. Doing the works. He is with us. Doing the works. So what we are simply doing, is cooperating with him.
Ka fowosowopo pelu re.
To cooperate with him.
Ka fowosowopo pelu re.
Because he's not automatic.
Tori pe ki se pe o ti di se niyan.
I'll pick that up in the second session.
Won to le kun ba tin ba pada wa lekeji.
But the fact is this.
Sugbon o to pe ni.
He is with us.
O wa pelu wa ni gbogbo igba.
He is with us always.
O wa pelu wa ni gbogbo igba.
He never said goodbye.
Ko fi gba kankan so po di bo se.
So see you later. He didn't say I'll see you later.
Pe e o di ojo na.
He didn't say, I'll see you later.
Ko to pe im agree yin bo baya.
He said, I am with you.
Oni mo wa pelu yin.
Always.
On loni.
Do you believe that?
Te gbe leigbo.
Do you believe that?
Te gbe leigbo.
Do you believe that?
Te gbe leigbo.
So that means you don't serve God in your own strength.
To tun mo si pe o mo si Olorun ninu agbara re.
You don't please God in your own strength.
Ki se agbara re lo fi wu Olorun.
The first thing.
Enka akoko.
You believe the gospel.
O gba irere gbo.
You believe the gospel.
O gba irere gbo.
Then you now start cooperating with the indwelling Christ.
O wa bere si fowosowopo pelu Christ to ngbe ninu re.
So that his life will now be made manifest through you.
Ki aye re ko bere si fara han ninu re.
So the Christian life.
Ibi aye Christiani.
Is Christ living through you?
O ni pe Christ ngbe lati pase re.
The Christian life.
Ibi aye Christiani.
And the Christian ministry.
Ibi ise iranse Christiani.
Is Christ living through you?
O ni pe Christ ngbe lati pase re.
How is he doing it?
Bo lo se nse?
I will pray the Father.
Mo be baba.
Verse 16, John 14.
Johanu ori kere lese kere di logun.
To give you another comforter.
Pe ohun o fun ni olutunu miran.
That he may abide with you forever.
Pe ko ohun ko le ma ba yin be titi
la. Even the spirit of truth.
Ani emi otito ni.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Eni ti aye o le gba.
Because he sees him not.
Tori pe aye o ri.
But you know him.
Sugbon eyin mo.
For he dwells with you.
Tori po n ba yin gbe.
And shall be in you.
Yo si wa ninu yin.
Hallelujah.
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 So what is the Christian life?
Ke wa ni igbesi aye Christiani.
He lives.
O wa laye.
I live.
Ibi na wa laye.
He's alive.
O wa laye.
I'm alive.
Ibi na wa laye.
He's walking.
O nsise.
Then I'm walking.
Ibi na nsise.
It's not I am walking then he's walking.
Ko se pe emi nsise ni se tori pe ohun ti se ngba na.
It's not I'm alive then he's alive.
Ko se pe tori pe emi wa laye o na wa laye.
He's walking then I'm walking.
Ko se pe tori pe emi nsise ohun wa nsise.
So I'm bold to say.
Emi mo ni igboya lati so pe.
He lives in me.
O wa ninu o ngbe ninu.
He speaks through me.
O nsoro lati pase
mi. I said he speaks through me.
O lo nsoro lati pase mi.
He thinks through me. He manifests himself through me. He walks through me. Because he's alive. I'm alive too. Can you shout hallelujah? To live is because he's alive. The resurrection of
Jesus
is happening now.
It's
happening around the world. It's happening in the villages, in the towns, in the city. It's happening in many places. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's happening in many places. In many places today. Where Islam had covered the gates of access, Jesus is alive there now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's alive there now.
Hallelujah.
So you and I, we are brothers and sisters in those places. We have families in those places. Beyond flesh and blood. Beyond flesh and blood. Beyond flesh and blood. We have families in different parts of the world. By the presence of the same Christ. By his spirit. And one day, everywhere will be filled. Everywhere will be filled. With every nation, tribe, and tongue. Then we will see that coronation of Jesus, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
We'll
see it in its full manifestation.
When
every space in this earth will bring the saying to pass. When the psalmist said, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. He said, let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory. Jesus is that King of glory. The earth is his own. I said the earth is his own. The earth is his own. I said the earth is his own. You know, before I preached, I was saying something. I'll close here. I said that we must give thanks always.
Do
you know why, sir? Psalm
29.
And verse 9.
He
said in his temple. They say glory. In his temple. They must always give thanks to him. The earth is his temple. The earth belongs to him. That is why murmuring is a sin. Because this is his house. We must give thanks to him always.
But
we don't see everywhere filled with his glory. We are going to see it. Because he's making that come to pass all over the world. So wherever you go to announce Jesus, you are not announcing somebody who is absent. He's right there with you. He's walking with you. He's walking through you. He's walking through you. And his will come to pass. In your nation, in your city, in your town, in your village, in your ministry, in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, everybody. Let's give him glory and praise. Thank you. Thank him. There is the finished work of Christ.
And
there is the ongoing work of Christ.
He is
walking with us now.
He
is walking with you now. Lift your hands and begin to thank him. Thank him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Thank him. He's alive.
Oh, alive.
He's alive here.
Oh, alive me.
He's alive here.
Oh, alive me.
He's alive here.
Oh, alive me.
So when you go to preach,
you
say he's alive here.
Oh, alive me.
So when we say in the name of Jesus,
we
mean he's present here.
Oh,
when I say in the name of Jesus, I mean he's here now. In the name of Jesus. I am not just making an incantation. I'm not calling him on the scene. He's there already. He's there already. I am only cooperating with him.
Where
two or three are gathered in his name, I am in the midst of them. Is that true here? Is that true here? Let me add one thing before I go. Let me have one thing before I leave for this session. Do you know that when I go to preach and I'm talking to two people or one person, it is still that where two or three are gathered in my name. So when I'm preaching the gospel, he's there. He's there. He's there. He's there. Lift your hands and worship him. Give him praise. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever.
He's alive. Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. Of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me.